Gentlemen, brothers and sisters, welcome to Zion Radio episode 40. Jack, you all right, bro?
Hello, chicken nugget. How are you?
I'm well, chicken nugget. Thank you for asking. Yes. Chicken nugget, we have some great news, don't we?
We do, man. We are playing Tomorrowland 2022, baby.
Yes, we are. Very excited. So a big thank you to DJ Lesius and all the Show Me Records family for having us on the Show Me Records stage this year. We're very excited. We're already planning the set and we are on Saturday the 30th of July. So if you are there, head to the Show Me Records stage from start to finish. It's an incredible lineup. Ferric Dawn's following us. DJ Lesius is on after that. And it goes on. You're absolutely going to be spoiled for choice that day. But guys, we're playing 3pm to 4pm on the Show Me Records stage Saturday the 30th of July, which is weekend three. And we would love to see you down the front raving.
Hell yes. Yeah. We got to say thank you to everyone who was in Ibiza last weekend as well, Eden in Ibiza, because that was a monster night. So thank you if you came down for that.
Too many thank yous at the minute. Yeah, so that was incredible. We played at Eden, first day in Eden this year with Sigala and all the Heaven Sent team. That was off the chain. It was really good to be playing abroad, especially in Ibiza. And we're over to Mallorca very soon as well, which is definitely going to be off the chain. And then to Tomorrowland. And we can't wait to see you guys. Wherever it may be, we're looking forward to it.
I think we got all those good big announcements out of the way. Should we get some music done?
Yes, let's do it. Guys, we're going to start the show with our very own VIP edit of Avicii's Levels. Avicii Levels was not a track that was easy to reinvent, reflip, but this is one we've been playing in our live sets. You've always loved it on the dance floor. So it's up on our SoundCloud right now. It's on YouTube. You can grab a copy if you need. DJ friends, it goes off. Welcome to Zion Radio. Let's get it started. Avicii Levels, this is the PBH and Jack VIP edit.
Asking for a friend. asking for a friend.
Tell me what's up. You a good girl, but I turn you to a only come in second when I gotta run up. Riding like a skater in the back of my truck. Yeah, bitch, I'm wildin'. Late night text to your phone, I'm dialing. Hair on your neck, but you know I ain't violent. Scream my name, you don't gotta be silent. My name, you don't gotta be silent.
Okay, friends, we continue right now, episode 40. Jack's probably going to insert a little birthday thing there, 40th birthday on the radio show. Wow.
Happy birthday, Paul. Yeah. Happy birthday. Woo.
Yeah.
Did you get drunk?
no, I mean, the radio show's 40. It's episode 40.
It was also your birthday the other day as well. Very coincidental.
Which is nothing to do with 40, of course. No, on the phone right now, Camden Cox. We're very excited for this. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, man.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Very happy to be here.
Yes. We've been big fans of yours for many years. I think it was like two, possibly 3 years ago, we had this track on Radio 1. We're like, oh, what the hell's this? This is like a bit trancy, a bit out of the norm. This isn't following the book of rules. And we're like, wow, Camden Cox. And we're like, and we kind of like fell in love with your voice and you're steering towards production and stuff. And we've been big fanboys ever since. And it's an honor to have you here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm flattered. Thank you.
Was that flatulence or was that someone's phone vibrating
on
the table?
That was the door door. Somebody just tried to come in the room. So yeah. I am sorry about that.
Other people have used that excuse for flatulence.
Honestly, yeah, I literally thought that sounds like a fart. So
I'd have blamed the door or the phone vibrating on the table as well. But somebody
we had Free Jack answer a call last month on an interview, and now Cameron Cox has just farted. So
I have not farted. I swear. I'm so annoyed with whoever just tried to walk through the door. I'm going to go.
This is the best start to an interview for us. Possibly the worst start for you.
The worst. Yeah. Let's start again. Yeah.
Okay. Nah. Do whatever. We're done.
So, Camden. Whereabouts are you? Where is home? And how the devil are you?
I am actually at home. And that is in London, in East? What am I on about? West London, a place called Acton. Don't know if you know it, but that is where I live. It's not where I'm from, though.
Okay.
Where are you originally from?
I am from the Midlands. So I was born in Lincoln.
Not Lincoln well.
Yeah, well, I can hear in the accent, you can't be too far away, right?
We are Lincoln. Very well, yeah.
Yeah. So then I grew up just outside Birmingham in Worcestershire, and I've lived in London for a long time now.
I heard a little story about your mum getting you into music or something. I'm sure I did somewhere.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
She is big on her drum and bass. So growing up, she was a drum and bass. Growing up, she was a drum and bass club promoter. So she used to put on drum and bass nights in Birmingham. And obviously she was well in there with all the D&B DJs. So she would have like amazing mixtapes and stuff blasting through the house.
Your mum sounds like absolutely sick. Like,
She's pretty cool, I can't lie. She's a little raver, to be honest. Yeah, and
should we do a little quick comparison here? Jack, what would your mum listen to?
She listened to Motown. But Motown is good. She used to had like Diana Ross and Lionel Richie on all the time in the background. And obviously they're just like epic.
Don't you think that's such a mum thing? I guess she's just not the typical mum, but that's quintessential mother music.
But Lionel Richie is a legend, obviously. But
legends, obviously.
Yeah. So your mum, obviously, I'm guessing she got you into music. Where did your love for slightly trancey house music come from? Because there's always like a little nod of trance. It's never full trance, I don't think I've heard in your kind of music, your productions, but there's always like a little sprinkle of it somewhere here or there. Where's that love come from?
I think it just developed from the drum and bass, like the hard-hitting progressive drum beats. Then I would start listening to like Floor Fillers Club Classics. And that, it was like Ministry of Sound compilations and stuff like that. That was my favourite growing up. So I moved slightly out of the drum and bass into the trance. And then somehow along the journey, I've ended up in this deep house, trance-infused, very seductive songs that I put out now. So yeah.
Yeah, we absolutely love it. I think it's very kind of like, there's a lot of samey sound. There's so much music nowadays. We're all swamped with music, the promos, and there's so many producers. And I think sometimes when we're going through promos, it can get very samey, but your music always sounds very, very fresh. And I think there's not enough people doing that nowadays. It's very much unique. We love it. We love it.
Wow, that makes me happy, because I've definitely tried to put my own stamp on my sound, and I don't want to sound like anybody else at the end of the day. I want to pave a new path for people to want to sound like Camden Cox. That's the dream.
Love it. Yes. Well, you are quite a prolific songwriter as well as a singer. When did you first start writing songs? Did you like sit with a chat, you know, in like your teens writing lyrics in a book, or did you start quite late?
Honestly, it does not happen overnight. I really, really had to just delve deep into, you know, looking up words and studying other people's lyrics and just working out the journey of songwriting, really. And the way I started was I'd just write poems, and then when I started getting sessions, I would take poems into the session and just read the words and try and shape melodies out of the words. I used to find beats on SoundCloud and just rummage through SoundCloud and try and find music that kind of stood out to me or that inspired me, and I would just hum along to it. And it was awful at first, I can't lie. You should hear some of the songs that from early days, like you'd not be speaking to me right now, that's for sure.
We'd absolutely love to. You could always play one of those for us at the end of the interview if you want.
It's not happening. No one will ever hear those songs.
I listen back to things that were produced like 10, 15 years ago, and I just cringe thinking, oh man.
Yeah.
As if that's actually out there. Oh no.
Oh, yours is actually out there. Mine isn't. Thank God. Thank God. I kept that close. But yeah, nice. Honestly, the lyrics and my voice as well. Like, it's crazy how your voice develops with age and how it matures and stuff like that. It's sound like a different person.
Yeah.
Where do you find the most inspirational place to kind of write music?
I could be anywhere. I feel like a lot of my ideas happen either on the tube in London or in a taxi or whatever, just traveling somewhere, or in bed at like ridiculous o'clock, and I'll have to lean over and record a crusty voice note just to try and remember what it is that I've got in my head. And I'll write lyrics sometimes in bed. It's really weird, like, because I just have one of those minds that just rarely ever shut down. So I'll get into bed and all of a sudden, ping, like all these ideas come into my head, and then I can't sleep for ages until I write them down or whatever. So yeah, but otherwise I could just be walking down the street, and it's just, you just get a lyrical idea and you just have to write it down so that you can come back to it once you get in the studio.
So you got into DJing recently as well?
Yes, I did.
Is that something more recent, or is that a kind of, it's been bubbling away forever? You've been on the decks at your mum's parties, or how did that come around?
Dropping that drum and bass.
Do you know what? It has definitely been on the horizon for a while. I just haven't had the confidence to show people or actually put it into action. I've kind of known the ropes, I guess. Just from, you know, I'm stood behind decks with DJs all the time, and being around my mum and her mates and stuff like that. Like, I've got the gist of DJing, but to actually download Record Box and choose song lists and work out like just work out how to do it all by myself was like a whole other story. So it was just this year that I thought, you know what, it's now or never.
This is quite interesting because you've obviously just recently started. So obviously with software and everything nowadays, me and Jack have been DJing for probably 20 years each now.
Yeah.
So like when we started, it was just a record player with no digital readout, and it was just all like tapping your foot, nodding your head, tapping the table, kind of getting the rhythm and stuff. But obviously everything with software, how long did it take to click from going from like, I've just pressed play on my first track from Record Box on a CDJ, and then you were like, I can do this? How long did that take?
I don't know, because it's weird. Like I say, I've jumped on decks just having a laugh before. So it was kind of already in my brain a little bit. But yeah, I would say I'm lucky that I've started learning and taking it seriously now, because it is so much easier. I can't imagine doing it on vinyl. I've never done it on vinyl.
It was hard.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd start flapping and I'd freak out and have an anxiety attack.
And really heavy to carry around as well.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think just watching people and being around dance music for such a long time. Like, I write dance music and I perform with DJs. So yeah, I'll be behind the decks quite a lot, and I'm always just amazed watching people and proper in awe, thinking, oh, I wish I had the confidence to do it. And this year I just threw myself into the deep end. Thought,
it's funny you say that though, because you would quite happily stand up in front of 10,000 people and sing, which is far more open and intimate and probably scary for some people. But you know, you were saying you're hoping you had the confidence to DJ, which actually is, you know, you're hiding behind decks, you're playing music.
You've got a bit of a shield, haven't you? When you're hiding behind your decks, you've got a shield, you've got something to.
You are right. Like, it's very vulnerable singing, but it's what you're used to, isn't it? Well, honestly, the only thing that was stopping me with DJing was I'm an absolute technophobe. I'm awful. Like, even getting a new phone, I start flapping. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to put my you know, to do my software updates. And I just start flapping. So yeah, that's the main thing that held me back. But during lockdown, I had no choice but to get to know music technology. Like, I had to start learning how to produce my own vocals and record my own vocals. And from there, just made me realize I could do more with it.
It's a smart move because it offers you more on the live side of things as well, because you can rock up into a DJ and singing set, which is quite unique. You know, there aren't a lot of artists that are doing that. You either turn up as a DJ or a singer, and you, you know, there's very few that do both. So it gives you a really unique selling point as an artist.
Yeah, do you know what? It's opened so many doors for me already, and I've only I'm four DJ sets deep, and I'm getting festivals and everything. It's really overwhelming. It's so much harder to get a gig as a singer unless you're jumping up during somebody else's set and singing a song that you've done together. It's honestly, DJing has just opened up, is a whole new avenue, and I'm just really happy that I've started doing it, because better late than never.
Yeah, good plan. So you say you got into the more music production side of things over lockdown. What program, what DAW have you chosen to do your stuff on?
Logic. I don't know how anyone uses anything else, to be honest. Especially for recording vocals, like Logic's just hands down the best.
It definitely has a lot of benefits, yeah. Ableton's just added some things in lately, which makes it a lot easier for recording vocals.
Oh, really? I feel like some of the best productions in terms of the track come from Ableton. Like, I love a lot of stuff that happens in Ableton. I just don't know how to navigate it myself. So, yeah, just Logic for me.
What mic have you got in your home studio?
I have got a Rode NT2A.
Nice, that's what I'm speaking on right now.
Oh, is it? Me too.
Yeah, it's a good. It's a good mic. It's a good
I'm
all-round
sure
mic.
What I'm on. Jack probably is a bit more nerdy, but me with studio stuff will definitely.
You're on the travel version of that. We made sure that you had a little mini version of it.
Really?
That sounds good.
I need one of them.
It's decent, man. It's good. But yeah, the Rode NT2A too. We've used it for everything from tracking vocals to recording guitars and all kinds of stuff. It's just a really good.
It is a good mic.
Middle of the road, all round, does every kind of job.
Is it the
mic,
studio version of the Shure SM58, basically?
Kind of. Totally different.
I think it is actually.
Hard working.
Like, I don't know, it just does the job, doesn't it?
If anyone listening who wants a good, affordable studio mic that does pretty much everything that you need,
NT2A.
The Rode NT2A is 100% a great price point. Yeah, get on that. It's awesome.
It is.
So the music industry, I think you'll agree, is really quite hard for females to break through compared to males. It's quite a male-dominated industry. So as a female breaking through this industry, what advice would you give to anyone, any aspiring female artist?
Hold on, rain check. Smashing through.
I'm just kicking down walls and everything, aren't I? Just like, I'm
absolutely
here.
What advice would you give to someone? Because, you know, it is notoriously a lot harder for females to break through this industry, and it's sad that it is that way, but it is.
I honestly don't know why that is, because we can all be as talented as each other, and we could have all been doing it for as long as each other, but especially in dance music, it is just so male dominated. I don't know if it's because maybe it's a generational thing and it'll change as time goes, but maybe, you know, during the 90s and the 2000s, maybe DJing was more of a male hobby. I don't know. But true. I feel like so many more young females are coming through now DJing. So I'm hoping in another 20 years that it might be quite balanced, because it's becoming more of an exciting thing for everyone now, I think.
There's a lot of movements, like LP is doing a whole tour promoting
Amy Al.
She's amazing.
There's so many amazing people, and it's so nice to see, and it's so nice to be involved as well, because we're all quite supportive of each other. My advice would be to just unapologetically own it. Don't be intimidated when you're in a room full of men. Like, I've lost count the amount of times I walk into a studio session and it's like 3 to 4 guys and then just me. And generally speaking, everybody's voice is louder, because men have like, I feel like you have like bigger vocal boxes in your chest. So what's the actual medical term for that? Because I have no idea.
Vocal cords.
Yeah. No, but like your voice box. That's right.
Yeah.
You have like, I just feel like my voice is tiny. I have quite a soft speaking voice and a soft singing voice anyway. And sometimes trying to like shout over one music playing because everyone's like trying to make a song, and then all these like loud voices that are deeper and they resonate harder. It's like, you just have to like stand up and just speak up and own it. Like, and just honestly, it's so easy to get intimidated and just sit down and kind of shut your mouth and do as you're told. But you've got to understand that you're in that room with these amazing people because you're also amazing. So just stand up and let people know that you also know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you are somewhere like that, you're there for a reason.
Yeah, you've earned it.
You're there because you have a very unique skill set. So your skill set's been hired, or you know, acquired for the day or whatever, and exactly. Yeah, you're there for a reason. So be
you
proud
cannot forget that. Yeah,
and slam it.
Yeah, and yeah. these guys rate you, because otherwise they wouldn't be in a room with you wanting you to sing or to write to their beats. So, you know, just sometimes it is hard to be heard, but you just have to, you literally just have to stand up and be strong and just raise your voice a little bit more, just so you can try and be on a similar level, and just, yeah, I don't know, just carry yourself. A channel some sort of male energy. I don't know. So
be a bad bitch.
Yeah, bad bitch.
Bad bitches. Exactly. I'm in this room now. I'm the artist. Sit down.
We owe you a little thank you as well, because you've been playing one of our tracks, Love Struck Out, in quite a few of your shows. And I think you played it at a Deefa Dance Party London, possibly a Miami one. Was that right, for DJ Mag?
Yeah.
How were those gigs? How was the Miami one?
I've actually played it in every set bar one so far. I just love it. It's like you brought a classic back to life, and I just feel like it hits harder than the original. I can't even tell you how much it gets me in my feels. Every single time I hear it, I just do that skank face that people do when they love a song. And it's like every time, it just doesn't get old for me. Like all the build-ups, you smashed it. So yeah, thank
we're
you.
We're just eagerly waiting for summer to hammer that out, you know, all through summer kind of.
Yeah.
We're down south next weekend, and then we've got an Ibiza date the week after. And then, yeah,
oh, nice.
It's going to get played very, very loud there. We're very much looking forward to that.
We are bubbling another little version of that with help from
I
you.
I wonder who's working on that.
So we'll see where that happens.
Yeah. See how that comes out.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Sounding good as well.
Yeah. So honestly, I love that song. Just keep them coming. I need more like that. I'll be adding them all to my sets.
We are actually little trans kids, because like we kind of grew up raving as little trans ravers at different clubs all over the UK. Me and Jack actually. Jack used to go to, was it Gatecrasher? Used to go to
Gatecrasher. Yeah.
Oh, I used to go to Gatecrasher.
Go to God's Kitchen.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So, Birmingham.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my end.
Such a sick club. It's amazing. Amazing place.
Amazing times. Yes.
So that track had a lot of history with us.
Trans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
We're actually the reason why we did Love Struck is because we were playing a festival. I think it was a Santa Pod Raceway, and a DJ, a friend of ours, Ryan Miles, was warming up, and he played this quite old tech house bootleg version of it. And it just, as soon as it dropped into the main riff, the place went off, and people were like, we were walking
away from the tent front of the beer, weren't we? Then we heard this roar, and we kind of walked back in. We're like, and it's been on our list to do, and we were just like,
that's
getting top of the list next week. And then we turn around and finish that the week after.
That's such a good story. Yeah. It's not like a label approached you about it, or your management came up with the idea. The fact that it happened so organically is pretty cool.
Yeah. So what's Camden got ready for this summer?
Wow.
Looking forward to music-wise and gig-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I've got quite a lot coming up, really. Like my next solo, I say solo, actually. It's actually not a solo single, but the next single that I'm dropping is that coming out in about 4 weeks. It's actually me times Noizu, which is pretty exciting.
Nice.
Because I really rate Noizu, and he's collabed with me on my single and done a version of it, and it's just like taking it to the next level. So yeah, that's the next thing I'm dropping. So there's that. I've got a few shows coming up. I'm doing the Electric Woodlands Festival in a few weeks, actually, in Hertfordshire. Another DJ set, which is cool. I might throw in some vocals as well. We'll see. See what the vibe is. And then just there's a few collaborations like cooking, and I just did a writing camp, so I've got loads of new singles to kind of play with now. It's going to be a good year, I think.
I'm going to say, if we're talking about your music, my personal favourite of yours is Still Under the Water. I love that. It's
Mine too.
Thank you.
That was the one that kind of got me into Camden.
Was it?
Yeah, that's the first one that just stood out.
Wow. The guys that wrote that song with me wrote my next song with me as well. So maybe expect some similar vibes. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so this one's definitely got a trancey feel to it. So it'd probably be up your street.
Right, Camden. So it sounds like you've got a very, very exciting 2022 coming up. We're excited to hear it and see it unfold. And thanks for hanging out with us today. If anyone wants to follow you on your socials, how do they find you?
Well, let me think. It is It should be at Camden Cox Music across everything. So Twitter, Magic. Instagram, TikTok, yeah, everything.
You got your shit organised.
And you've got a brand new track for us. You've got a track to play for us. Is it a classic? We have no idea, but you have a track to play for us right now. So the decks are all yours. Where are we going?
I am going to play the VIP remix of my latest single, which is called Over. So this is a more clubby edit of the song. So I hope you like it.
Nice. Thanks, Camden.
Thank you, guys.
Zion Radio.
Don't
take them now. Put that on faith, I'm numb. Cause there's no way to know. No, no, I don't think you won't know.
Baby, tell me why. know you wanna go. Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. I know you wanna go. We'll be right back.
Beyond Radio's Track of the Month.
Track of the Month time. What are you bringing this month, Peeves?
So, kind of changing the rules a bit. We normally kind of put official tracks out, don't we? And for some reason this time, fresh back from Ibiza, we played this one live. It's a cheeky little bootleg, mashup, whatever you want to call it. This is Side Piece, ex Missy Elliott, Lose Control, put your back into it. This is a Chachi bootleg. Enjoy.
PBH's Track of the Month.
Got a cute face, chubby waist, thick legs, in shape, rump shaking both ways, make you do a double take. Planet rocker, showstopper, flow proper, head knocker, beat scholar, tail dropper, do my thing, motherfucker. Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, blue Medina, always beaming, rag top, chrome pipes, blue lights, out of sight. Long weed, sold in, say it again, sold in, make that money, throw it in, booty bouncing. And don't care.
Everybody here, get it out of control. Get your best off the wall.
Mr. Peter said so.
DJ, turn it louder. Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in their face like hypnotic, robotic, this here will rock your bodies. Take somebody by the waist and now throw it in their face like systematic, ecstatic, this hit be automatic.
That went off at Eden Ibiza last weekend.
Hold up a second. You remember that?
Actually, no, I tell a lie, I was drunk. But
yes,
there's no way you
remembered any of Eden, Jack. But
I can assume it went off because it's a banger.
Absolutely went off. Do you know
what?
Two vocals on a track actually normally get on my tits. They really do.
Okay.
Kinda, I've got beef with tracks with too many vocals in, but those just melt together. It's fire. It works really well. That's a dance floor anthem, and we're going to be playing a lot more of that this summer.
Hell yeah.
Should we do my track?
Yeah, well, this isn't brand new. It's not like fresh out the promo box, but I think of the few tracks that are going to be the big summer anthems, this is definitely one of them, and I just felt we need to play it because it's just brilliant.
That's a big statement. This is going to be big.
I know. It's such a good house track. It's by Casey Lights. It's called Daydreamer, and I think this is going to be one of the big summer anthems for 2022. Enjoy.
Jack's Track of the Month.
I'm a daydreamer. I'm a day.
Summertime calling, I'm a daydreamer. Sipping on one beer, too close to the speaker. Everything's golden, open my soul in. Summertime calling, I'm a daydreamer.
We'll be right back. Radio with PBH and Jack.
Con tu libro caminando dímelo, dime negra, ¿por qué te burlas de mí? Un día
Zion Classic.
Right, guys, thank you for hanging out with us once again. It's been a pleasure. We hope to see you on the road these next coming months. Don't forget, we're at Tomorrowland, Saturday the 30th of July on the Show Me Record stage with DJ Licious and friends. We are foaming at the mouth with excitement for that, aren't we, Jack?
I've got the towel out, brother. It's all right, don't worry. I'll mop it up.
Give me a mop. Give me a mop. Mm-hmm. So, guys, it's that time we wind the show up. Always on a high. It's Classic of the Month time, and if my memory serves me correct, Jack, you were last month, so that would mean it's my turn right now.
Yeah, I did Alesso last month, a classic from Alesso, so this month is yours, brother. Where are we going?
Okay, guys, we're going to rewind back to a time that was very euphoric, hands in the air. The only Corona we knew of was in a glass bottle, generally with a slice of lime on top of it. And the world was in a good place, so I'd like to think. So this is a little bootleg again. This is M83 versus Avicii, Midnight City versus Wake Me Up. It's the Don Diablo private edit. Not sure where we got this from, but thank you, Don. Legend. Turn this up. Enjoy.
Big love. See you soon.
Zion Classic.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over.
Life's a game made for it.